May the all-merciful make us worthy of seeing the days of the Messiah and life in the world to come. He is a tower of salvation to his king and shows kindness to his anointed, to David and his seed forever. May the creator of harmony in the heavens create peace for us and for all Israel, and let us say, Amen.
Open up!
Who is it?
Centurion, open up!
Papa?
Shh. Quick hide, children!
You be Zebedee?
Yes. What is this about?
Come quickly, you're wanted for questioning.
No, Papa!
Stay there, girl. It'll be all right.
Papa!
James and I had run and hidden ourselves. So afraid.
James, stay down.
Well, what about Papa?
Shh, they'll hear you.
I saw my father turning, just as he left, but he could not see James and I. I remember his eyes, as he desperately searched the room to see us, as the soldiers were taking him away. I will never forget that night. You see, the Passover was a celebration of our freedom from the chains of slavery, chains that God had broken. And it was God's desire, even his command, that we should never forget that he had broken these chains and set us free. But I began to see that there were other chains that held us captive. We had been taught, do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous. But the world did not live by such teachings. My father returned to us, unharmed. The Romans only wanted to know about a man named Simon, called the Zealot, who worked for him. I myself would come to know Simon in a few years. But before I did, I remember how the Romans, in an act of retaliation against a group of zealots, nailed 1,000 men to the walls of Jerusalem and left them there to die. 1,000 good men with families and homes. Yet, despite Roman domination, it was not Roman chains that bound us, for each of us was bound by the same chains that held even the Romans. The cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and what he has done, these were not chains given to us by our Creator God. I saw that we were held captive by chains of our own making. From the beginning, because of the sin of Adam, mankind was cursed. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. For you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Where now was the love of God? In this he had also spoken to Eve, and said that from the seed of woman there would come one who would bruise the head of the serpent who had deceived her, the Messiah. The one who would break the chains of the sin of mankind and of our own mortality. Then I met Jesus. Or rather, Jesus found James and me, and we went with him. Even in my lack of understanding, I could see that God was with him. For 3 years I saw him do signs and wonders, enough to fill endless books. I saw the blind healed, the lame made well. I saw the dead brought back to life. I loved him with all my heart because he gave me hope. And I wanted nothing more than to be with him, to be next to him.